Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Young as I want to know, I'll never let you go. here to bring me around. Not singing just for popularity. We're here to let you know that we won't let it go. Our music is a bomb and it's about to blow. And you can try to fight, but we have got the light of friendship on our side. Got the music in our hearts. We're here to blow this thing apart. And together we will never be afraid of the dark. Here to sing our song out loud. Get you dancing with the crowd. As the music of our friendship survives. Survives. Got the music in our hearts. We're here to blow this thing apart. And together we will never be afraid of the dark. Here to sing our song out loud. Get you dancing with the crowd. As the music of our friendship survives. Survives.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Slime Time Radio Hour on 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Welcome to the Show, famously from Equestria Girls Rainbow Rocks, the My Little Pony movie where the ponies turn into humans. Yes. If you're like, Janie, why does it sound like you just woke up? Well, there's a reason the show started a little later today. Sorry about that. What kind of show do I have for you today? Well, good question. That first song I think was quite indicative of what we got going on today, which is a little bit of everything. It's just a little bit scattered today, because I have so many different things that I want to show you that it's not going to make any sense when I put it together. But yeah, today it's just me. I know I've been having a lot of guests as of late, but I thought for the last day before classes start, it would be just me. I personally can't believe that classes start tomorrow. I'm shocked. I'm floored. Because typically, you know, the way my summer goes, I head back to New Jersey, and by the time I'm like coming up for classes, I've packed, I'm unpacking, and then it's like I'm in the school mode. But now, God blessedly, I don't have to move in any capacity. So I'm just kind of hanging out, and now all of a sudden school is starting. What is going on? You know what I mean? Anyway, my friends are all moving in. Welcome back, guys. I've been holding down the fort while you were gone, fighting for my life a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. My internship is over. It's ended. I'm a free woman, kind of. actually, not really. But I'm a kind of free woman, and I'm hitting the streets of Tufts, the new big man on campus. It's me. I will say, though, being a second semester junior felt much better, I will say, because I was like, oh, I am the big man on campus. I'm an upperclassman. But also I have another year, so it's like not even like I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, and now there's a little bit of worry. I mean, understandably, if I wasn't worried, I guess that'd be a problem, right? A different problem. Yeah, feeling very jealous as of late of people who are in majors where they can get a job like while they're still in school, and then they like have the job when they graduate. That must be nice. I mean, granted, you probably have to be interviewed by like the Pentagon, but like whatever. It's okay. I'll figure it out. People seem to be confident that I'll figure it out, so I'm sure I'll figure it out. But yeah, anyway, so just a little post-grad shiver for you, just running down the spine. Whew, shivers. Anyway, what do we have next? Great question. I think I'm going to take us in a different direction, as I am wont to do. And I think coming up next, where I've been listening to two Daft Punk songs on repeat, just the two. It's been Something About Us, which I played last time I was on the radio, I believe, and Instant Crush featuring Julian Casablancas. So we're going to be listening to Instant Crush because something about us, again, I played it last time, but just know that I've been listening to it like a lot. But yeah, so we're going to listen to Instant Crush and then we're going to listen to a classic. We're going to listen to Stereo Love. Yeah, I thought it was appropriate. So let's get into it. Instant Crush by Daft Punk. Let's see. Okay. And now we're getting into it. you might be like, what was that weird song at the end? Great question. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for asking. That was Hong Kong 2046 by Hong Kong Express, which, if I am correct, based on a couple of Reddit posts, is a song that samples the soundtrack of Fallen Angels by Wong Kar-wai, which famously, if you have talked to me recently, you would know that I have watched it in theaters when they were showing it at the Somerville Theater. And I became like obsessed with the soundtrack. And this is kind of the only way to listen to it, as I found, because in the movie, there's like, it's like the first time they play that that bass, and it's like crazy. I lost my mind, guys. It was insane. So I just wanted, there's nowhere else in this playlist where that made any sense. So I did just kind of have to stick it in and like hope for the best. On the note of things that don't fit at all, but I would love you to check out. I've also been listening to a lot of new jazz underground because of a TikTok I saw. I don't know if you guys know, his name is Jack. I'm sure you've seen him, but he basically like interviews people on the street, usually like artists, and then he'll but he'll like, if you can name this the song or the artist, I'll give you like $5, and every time like you get more money. But he also like, he uses it as a way to like interview artists. He just did one with John Batiste that was really good. But he interviewed them as well, and they're like very educational. And their song is really good. So Jazz is a 4-letter word. It's a great song to check out if you like jazz. You like jazz? The rest of this playlist is all not even really that close to jazz at all. So I couldn't I couldn't find a way to include it. So yeah. So when I said today was going to be really a salad of things, I wasn't lying. But I do have a little PSA for you. This is just kind of a personal PSA. For everyone, you know, coming back to Medford campus, for all my SMFA students, the SMFA gallery, the Anderson Gallery, I believe it is. I think that's what it's called. You know the one I'm talking about, the one in the building. TUAG, the Tufts University Art Gallery, the show that they have there is really cool. And I would really recommend checking it out. And there's going to be a reception on September 4th at 6 p.m. As the Instagram post says, food and drinks. So maybe some chips or something, you know. But get excited for that. And I would really recommend you go. The show looks awesome. Looks really amazing. And there's a lot of really good stuff. So I really recommend checking it out. And also the one in TUAG on Medford campus looks really good. So please check it out, guys. I recommend, if you haven't already. But, you know, we'll get back to the radio show that this is the music that this is about. You know, recently I've received a lot of compliments, not to brag, but I've recently received a lot of compliments on how I run my radio show, but I fear those compliments might not apply today. But anyway, we have coming up next. Again, I've talked about this multiple times on the show, but what is what I like to do, if not repeat myself over and over again, and just kind of do the same music kind of over and over again, just kind of in different fonts. So we're going to be listening to Carly Rae Jepsen. Yay! Round of applause. I was recently in the car with some friends who I hadn't talked about Carly Rae Jepsen yet, if you can believe it. And they put on Emotion, and I was like, girls, we are literally synced. Our cycles are synced, like you're kidding. So we're going to start with Runaway With Me and then into When I Needed You. I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about these songs that I will get into after we listen to them, because that seems to be kind of the appropriate order of operations. So let's get into Runaway With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I run away with you. Ooh. over the weekend, we could turn the world to gold.
When I Needed You by Carly Rae Jepsen. Evil. She, I think, should either be given many awards or put in jail for her poetry. Kind of like court jester style, you know? But yeah, so When I Needed You by Carly Rae Jepsen, I have a lot of thoughts. Well, let's start with Run Away With Me. First of all, best intro in the whole world. I'm being transported. You're taking me. I'm driving down the Rainbow Road. You're taking me somewhere special. And I really think that, I don't know if you guys saw or care really, but it was recently the 10th anniversary of Emotion, the album. And so she did a concert where she performed every single track on the album. Hey, you're crazy. I've been watching like every angle I can find. But Runaway With Me, very awesome. It's also the first song on the album. The album is very much like a journey through the relationship. You know what I mean? And When I Needed You brings up a lot of questions for me. Number one, has anyone tried paying an Etsy witch to appear in someone's dreams, and has it worked? Because sometimes people be appearing in my dreams, and I'm wondering, like, the production quality, if that's, like, the result of monetary, you know, motivations. Like, sometimes I'm like, yo, someone sent me a message, low-key. I don't know if that's happened to anyone else, but I do sometimes have dreams in which I'm a little bit suspicious that they're prophetic. Runs in the family. What can I say? Sometimes I'm suspicious. But then sometimes dreams are, you know, dreams. So it's like, I can't even trust it anyway. But anyway, regardless, I try not to put too much stock in my dreams. I know me saying that sounds like I really put a lot of stock in my dreams, but like, guys, I'm trying. But I find the album, there's a lot of songs on the album that are very romantic. Yes, last week with Sammy, we played Favorite Color. So evil. Favorite Color is so evil. Yeah, it's just really a tough one. Very glad to, you know, there are some songs that I'm very glad to have listened to or discovered after the fact, you know, because I think if I was in a relationship and listened to Favorite Color, I would be like, this song is so us, and then I'd never be able to listen to the song again without like almost throwing up, you know. But now that it's like post, after the fact, I'm like, this is the best song ever, and I can continue to listen to it with only the appropriate amount of melancholy, you know what I mean? So feeling very grateful for that. Also, same with Spring Came, Rain Fell, which if you've been listening to the show this summer, I've been really playing that song a lot. I think it's going to be in my Spotify Wrapped. That's just kind of my feelings. And that CD that I ordered of the album finally came, and it has 4 bonus tracks, which is really awesome. And so I've been listening to that a lot. My CD collection as of late has been feeling very well balanced, not to brag. I mean, there's not a lot of them, but I feel that I feel really good about what I've got, you know. I recently went to a record store across the street from Raspberry Beret on Mass Ave. I forget what it's called, but it's by Pemberton Farms. I recommend you check it out because it was great. They had a really great CD selection. I found an Alice Coltrane CD there, which is very exciting. I've been listening to Lord of Lords, the album, a lot, thanks to my friend Ashia, and I've been looking for Alice Coltrane CDs, but she didn't really make a lot of CDs, seems like, and I didn't want to have to order it through eBay, and then I found the one Alice Coltrane CD in that entire store, so feeling very lucky, and when I went to check out, the guy was like, wow, good pick, and I was like, yeah, no big deal, you know, just my taste in music is really good, and that's not something I get often, which is exciting. And on that note, coming up next, so really the songs in this playlist, in case you haven't caught on yet, are more like talking points for this podcast, and the next talking point that we have here is I See the Light by Mandy Moore, Zachary Levi from Tangled. Yes, so first of all, Mandy Moore ate down on this soundtrack. She killed it. She just sounds so blonde. I love it. I have no idea if she's blonde in real life, but she killed it. Zachary Levi, as I found out, is the guy who plays Shazam. What? No idea. Shouldn't have looked it up. But I know I'm getting older because anytime I watched anything that has voiceovers in it, I'm like, who voiced this? Can we watch through the credits and see who voiced this? I'm just so curious, you know? So it's like, and I never understood why Amazon Prime has that feature where like, as you're watching the movie, it will show the cast of who's on screen at the moment. But like now that I I'm interested, I'm like, oh, what a useful feature. Anyway, but it's a double-edged sword because it's hard, it makes it hard to get immersed in the show because you're like, I can't believe that Megamind is voiced by Will Ferrell. You know what I mean? But then you're like, wow, Will Ferrell's doing a really good job. You know, it's a really double-edged sword. But let's get into I See the Light by Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here blinking in the starlight, now I'm here suddenly.
Romantic, these guys. I think Tangled is the best Disney princess movie. I really thought hard about that statement before I said it because I was like, let me go through in my mind all of the Disney princess movies that I know, and I would say Tangled is the best because I hate to say it, but Tangled walks so Frozen could run. So I don't think that should count. And like Mulan, a classic. Songs, really great. But Tangled, the chemistry, I feel like Tangled perfectly hit on the head why Disney changed to 3D animation. Because as much as the 2D animation was very charming and like very storybook, I think the 3D animation captured that like a little bit of that, a little more of that IRL chemistry that you get between the actors. And I think after Tangled, I wasn't impressed ever again. That's a lie. I wasn't like feeling it so much after Tangled, I would say. But rewatching Tangled, the animation is distinctly older than the, because like in my mind, the animation of Tangled is exactly the same as Frozen 2. Wrong. It's actually a little bit choppier, which is interesting. But like obviously, but interesting nonetheless. I would say that Tangled really changed a lot of things for me, growing up and when I rewatched it like last week. Because growing up watching Tangled, first of all, every birthday party we're watching Tangled, everyone's basement we're watching Tangled. It's so serious. And you know what, Henry Hoops and Nina McNinch, I do think that Tangled is better than Frozen 2, because Frozen 2 is good despite the plot holes. And I say that with my full chest. There's a lot of plot holes happening in Frozen 2. Okay. There's just a lot of things happening. And not to be that girl, but I do think they go a little too hard for the heartstrings. Okay. Like, why are we killing Olaf? It's just too, I think it's a little underhanded. I see the hand of the artist too much. You know what I mean? Like that song that Anna sings where she's in the cave of depression. Like, I don't think it's right. I think it's sick and twisted. Did I sob my eyes out? Yes, I did. It worked. But that's it. It doesn't sit right with me. But I think Tangled is just such a great example of like, I don't have to cry during a Disney movie to feel emotion, to feel moved, you know? And I just, wow, I just feel so strongly about Tangled. I really do love it. And I think also, it's one of those things where, like, yes, it is a little ridiculous that they fall in love in 2 days. However, I feel like they put enough hints in there and, like, they do enough moments where I'm like, and they are in love. Mother Gothel, back off. And also the way they did Mother Gothel, just so juicy. Like, she's so evil. She's so evil. And as a kid, I was scared, so scared of her. But I couldn't put my finger on why. And now that I'm watching the movie when I'm older, I'm like, look at all these evil manipulation tactics she's using. It's so good. It's so good. I can't believe it, you know? And okay, rumor has it that I'm getting some pushback on that Frozen 2 take. But it's my radio show, so I don't care. My friend Nina is like maybe Frozen 2's biggest fan. And thanks to her, I have watched Frozen 2 more than I've watched Tangled. And I will say Tangled holds up. And I stand by that statement. And also the Tangled animated show. Okay. The show. Yes. You might be like, what? There's a show. Yeah. They released it on Disney Channel not too long ago, a couple years ago, maybe. Okay. And I haven't watched all of it. I'm in the process of watching it, but it's so freaking juicy. Okay, a little spoiler, she gets her hair back. Yeah, she gets her hair back. And it's just crazy. And there's a song. And now that I've mentioned this song, I think I have to play it. And this song is so good. Sorry, I'm like pulling it up as I'm talking, which is, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to this song because it's actually really serious. But it's, okay, it's Tangled the Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure. Is that what the song, the movie, the show is called? I thought it was called Tangled the Series. I don't remember. But basically, Flynn Rider is like the, Eugene is like the ultimate wife guy in the show, which is really awesome. And just so many things happen. Oh my, so many twists and turns. And this song is sung by a character named Cassandra, who is a member of the Royal Guard. And okay, guys, I have a sneaking suspicion none of you are going to watch the show, so I'm going to, slight spoilers, okay? I think she's also Rapunzel's, like, half-sister or something. She's, like, Mother Gothel's real child or something like that. It's, like, something crazy like that. But she is kind of becomes, like, sleeper villain, like, she becomes misguided. But this is kind of the start of her disquiet, and kind of, like, the beginning of her character arc. It's called Waiting in the Wings, and we're going to listen to it right now, because you need to hear so I can keep talking about it so you know what I'm talking about.
Born with parts to play,
Some of us are stars, and some are just in the way. I know I was meant for glory, but that's never what my story brings. And yet I keep on waiting. When you have the passion and the drive, you expect your moment center stage to arrive. I show up with heart ablazing, ready to achieve amazing things. But I'm left waiting in the wings. I hear my cue, and yet I'm kept there waiting. Know what to do, and still I stand there waiting. It's always someone else who sings. While I'm left waiting in the wings, and so I keep on keeping on. My chances come. You'll find me waiting in the wings.
Guess by now I ought to know my place. Duty with a smile on your face. Mother knows how much I love her, but she's always doing other things. So I'll keep waiting in the wings.
I crave so much, and yet I kept on waiting. One glance, one touch, and I just kept on waiting. And when it came with strings. So I kept waiting in the wings.
I also played the reprise at the end. That was the child. Was that not, did that not send shivers down your spine? She's literally waiting. She's waiting in the wings. And so, yeah. So basically, I think what it is that she's Mother Gothel's child. And when Mother Gothel leaves the tower, that's who she's going to visit. Which is crazy that she ends up being a royal guard for Rapunzel. Crazy. Anyway. So there's all sorts of angst that goes into that. But Waiting in the Wings has generated truly like God tier animatics. And if you don't know what animatics are, they're basically in the animation process, you do like a rough cut, like basically like a sketch of an animation. So it's like less frames and usually like in grayscale, stuff like that. But people post them on YouTube to songs because they're like, imagine if this was real. And there is so many great animatics to Waiting in the Wings because it applies to so many good characters who are waiting in the wings. And it's just so ripe with angst. I saw one for Catra from She-Ra, Princesses of Power. Woof, mama. Woof. That one was so good. If you haven't seen She-Ra, Princesses